This morning, I'm going to share a few minutes, and I trust you are ready for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so, as you open your Bible, I got something here. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Open your Bible. I had some instruction I was looking at concerning our meeting tonight. That's what I was doing. All right. Let's get to open your Bible with us to Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. How many of you want something good today? Somehow we were singing and everything that was so good, and looked like we need to do something else, and I almost called Gail and hold up, let's go ahead and sing a yield. God is so good, you know, sometimes we get in so many routines, and thank God for his blessing. But I just want him to overflow. I just want him to overflow. Amen. And go to some places we never been. Whew. And we can go there if we are yield. Amen. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't hear me. I said we can go there if we are yield. Amen. And that's what I want to do. It's what I'm encouraging you to do. And we can do this together. So much more. So much, so much, so much. Let me read my text and get started. What do you say? Thank you, ushers, for doing a great job. Amen. Amen. We're so excited about you Sunday and then Holy Ghost meeting. You just don't want to miss it. And matter of fact, it's starting today, right now. Amen. Our text says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus where? Dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also do what? Quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. I'm going to read it again. But if the spirit of him that what? Raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken your mortal body. That word quicken means what? Make alive. Make alive your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. And so this morning, I'm going to talk about the miracle worker is in you. The miracle worker is in you. I'm going to say it again. The miracle worker is where? In you, in me, in us. The miracle worker. So I'm gonna ask you another question. Do you know who's in you? Yes. I'm gonna ask you another question. Do you know what you have? Yes. I'm gonna ask you another question. Do you know what you can do?
Yes.
Too many times we're doing something we're not supposed to do.
That,
The miracle worker is in you. And before I sit down, I'm going to prove this by the word. Amen. The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is God Almighty Himself. I'll say it again. The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Notice what it said, but it's the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Well, the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is God Almighty Himself. Jesus died as a sinner man. Did you hear what I said? Jesus died as a sinner man. He wasn't a sinner, but he died as a sinner. He became sin. Did you hear? He became what? Sin. He died as a sinner. He became sin. But he was raised to life. And became the first resurrected man from the dead. This had never happened before in the history of the world. In the history of the world, mankind, nobody had ever been raised from the dead spiritually. There were people raised from the dead physically, so. But Jesus became the first man that was raised from the dead. Now watch what happened to him. He is an eternal man that can never die. I'm going to ask the question again. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? Do you know what you can do? Jesus became, he is an eternal man that can never die, the seed of the new breed. The seed of the new breed. The race of a new kind of man. He's the seed of the new breed. The race, he became this, he started a race, a new kind of man, a new kind of people. Are y'all in the house, or are y'all just sitting out there? Are your spirit, soul, and body both and all here? Spirit, soul, and body? Or are you just body here? Because the Holy Ghost about to say something that's going to change your life. Hallelujah. He's the seed of the new breed. And this new breed cannot be contaminated, mixed, crossbred. This seed of the new breed is purebred. You can't be half sinner and half saint. You can't be a sinner today and a saint tomorrow, or a saint shouting holy in the walls and then sinner outside the wall. When you come in these walls, you are the church. You leave the wall, you are the church. Right in the middle of Walmart, you are the church.
Yeah.